Knifeman hijacks multiple vehicles, crashes several times, and stabs Good Samaritan. By Jack Montgomery on January 4, 2019. A man in Australia fatally stabbed himself after a string of violent incidents including theft of two vehicles, several collisions, and a deadly knife attack. The unnamed 24-year-old, described as having a mental health background by police, was driving a Ford WD with no number plates in Western Sydney when police pulled him over, news.com.au reports. This prompted him to ram a police car and make his escape, abandoning his own vehicle and stealing a supermarket lorry once he had fled the scene. He smashed into as many as five vehicles in the southwest of the iconic city, then hit several more in the suburb of Rockdale before bailing out of the lorry and trying to break into cars which were on the road. He fatally stabbed a Good Samaritan who had saw the disturbance and tried to intervene, before carjacked a taxi and again driving away. Later, he turned the knife on himself near St. Francis Xavier's Catholic Primary School in Arncliffe. The attacker has a mental health background. He has not got an extensive criminal history, but he is known to police, said Acting Assistant Commissioner Mick Fitzgerald. It was a man doing everything he could to avoid arrest. His actions, particularly when he stabbed an innocent person, are the actions of someone we believe who had mental health issues, he added, before offering a curious defense of sorts for the killer. It would appear to us that the offender wasn't trying to intentionally harm people along the way. He could have, if he wished to, harm a great deal of people, the police leader suggested. He said that the man the killer fatally stabbed was attempting to stop the offender from leaving the scene. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.